Hello, my dear. Thank you for coming in today. Before we get started, can you please state your name for the tape? And can you tell me why you're here today? That's right. And can you tell me what you understand about the nature of the medical study that you're taking part in? Very good. You're doing so well. And how did you find out about the National Medical Institute for Research into Sexual Deviancy? I see. And how long would you say that you've been a sexual deviant? What's wrong? Oh, you don't like that term. What term do you like? Kinky. Of course. You all seem to like that term, don't you? It must be easier to say you're kinky than admit what you really are. A pervert. An aberration. Isn't that right? Answer me, please. Yes, doctor. You're here because you want to find out what made you this way, aren't you? Oh, well, that's all we want, too. We want to understand you. To know how we can help damaged, broken people like you. It can't be very easy going through life with such depraved and unusual needs, can it? No. You're here for the study into masochism. And when did you first realize that you had these deviant masochistic tendencies? Oh my. It's okay. We hear that a lot. You do realize we can't promise there'll be a cure for a desperate case like you. No, but you might be able to help future generations of perverts from ending up the same way. From living the same sordid, filthy, debauched lifestyle that you've had to satisfy your urges. Now, take your clothes off for me, please. What? No, there isn't a curtain. Oh, don't be silly. I'm a doctor. You don't have anything I haven't seen before. Take everything off now, please. I'll just call the nurse in while you undress. Nurse! In here, please!
Oh, another one for the masochism study.
Oh, I know. You find them pitiful. Let's try and keep an air of professionalism, though.
Well, I do, Doctor. Especially the female ones. Consenting to their own oppression. They're so damaged. You really should be ashamed of yourself.
Remember, she's just a specimen.
Okay. We're just going to check you over for any physical defects now. Why do you look so embarrassed?
It's probably very humiliating, isn't it?
Don't you like this sort of thing, then?
Perhaps you should have thought of that before signing up to the study.
Perhaps you should have thought of that before living such a disgusting and degenerate lifestyle.
Stop wasting time. Take your bra and panties off as well. Hurry up. That's better. Let me just get these gloves on. There we go. Okay, now. Open your mouth. Okay, good. Lift your breasts one at a time. That's fine. Turn around. Now bend over and touch your toes. Spread her for me, nurse.
There you go, doctor. Is everything to your satisfaction?
Yes, perfectly adequate. Thank you, nurse. Okay, physically, everything seems to be in order. We can get started.
Great. Let me just pull out the table.
Yes, it comes out of the wall like a drawer. That's just because, well, funding for research into this area isn't the best, you know. We're not curing cancer, after all. We're just finding out what makes perverts tick. Hop up on there for me, please.
Don't worry, it's clean. I know at your doctor's office they normally put down paper for you to lie on, but at this particular institute, everyone seems to like the bare leather.
Legs in the stirrups, please. That's good. Nurse, start strapping her in, please.
Don't squirm, dear. Yes, you do need to be strapped in. That's the protocol. Well, you're about to find out why. Okay, there's the ankle. And thigh straps. All done. And now for your arms. Keep still. And across your body. Good. And now this is the last one, over your forehead.
Oh, don't worry. Why are you panicking? You're already completely bound.
The last thing is the gag. We get complaints from the neighbors otherwise.
I guess you've seen one of these before, haven't you? A ball gag. Open wide. That's it. Fasten it behind her head for me, nurse. Thank you.
Doesn't she look worried? It's kind of hard to take someone seriously, of course, when they have a ball gag in their mouth.
They always look so wide-eyed and helpless at this stage. We haven't even started.
Pretending that this doesn't turn you on? The fear, the anticipation, the bondage. We know what you are.
Speculum, please, nurse. Oh, thank you. This will be cold. Do try and relax. Crank that open for me, nurse.
Yes, doctor.
They don't normally slide in that easily. Are you already aroused by this?
Dear God. This one's really going to skew the data if we're not careful. It's rare to see such neediness.
I don't know why you were pretending to be afraid. Your body tells us a very different story, you know? There is no point in this innocent act you're putting on.
Okay. I'm just going to slip this probe in. This measures your arousal level. And then we'll just tape that to your thigh.
Take a baseline reading now, nurse.
0.5 millivolts, doctor.
Gosh, so aroused already. And we haven't even caused you any pain. Set up the clamps and electrodes, nurse. Nipple and labial, yes.
What's that, dear? We can't hear you through the gag, you know. What did you think was going to happen?
Did you think we were going to provide you with a whipping or a paddling, you poor misguided creature?
That's precious. I'm sure you'd like that.
No. Far, far too many confounding variables there. No. We want to measure whether you're a masochist. Whether you get turned on by pure pain. You don't get a spanking from Daddy, I'm afraid.
Yes. There's just too much delicious humiliation in that scenario for someone like you.
Dominance too, nurse. These sniveling little masochists are nearly always submissive as well.
Yes, you're right. I almost have more respect for the true pain sluts. To enjoy being subjugated as well is just so pathetic. Imagine harboring that level of self-hatred.
Well, yes. So, no playtime for you today, I'm afraid. This is for science.
Let's wire you up. You should feel a tight pinch there on your nipples.
Oh, I don't think she minds.
And your labia. That's your pussy lips.
Don't look so nervous.
The first one will just be a little zap. Wait for it.
Interesting. Her eyes are watering already.
She tried to arch right off the table then. You're bound too tightly for that, sweetheart.
What's the reading?
0.9. Oh my, this one is definitely very reactive.
Good. Crank it up this time.
Awful. She's sweating and trying to gasp for breath, but she's dripping. It's disgusting.
Oh, they do that. Use the wipes to clean her.
Ugh. Such a mess. So dirty.
More volts, nurse. Go to the maximum this time.
I've never seen that before. Ugh. Why can't you keep that needy little cunt from soaking our bed? You dirty little thing. Let's wipe that up. Ugh.
Okay. Well, we've definitely got a live one here. Let's label her for the lab. Where's the tattoo gun?
Oh, sorry, Doctor. It's out of ink.
Fuck this underfunding. Seriously. Okay. Just use the scalpel. Scarring works just as well.
Okay, but I haven't done that before.
Oh, it's okay, nurse. I'll talk you through the procedure.
Yes, doctor.
Okay, just insert the blade 2 to 3 millimeters into the skin. And then write masochist. Oh, the first four letters will do if it's a bit fiddly. Just make sure you do it nice and big. The lab tech guys complain otherwise.
Stop whining, you little freak. You're really putting me off.
Oh, stop it, you silly girl. It's not very clever to annoy someone when they're wielding a scalpel, is it?
Huh. Look at the way she's whimpering. She doesn't mind this at all. I wonder how all this feels to her. The slicing of the blade through the skin. Sharp and stingy, probably.
Probably a sort of exquisite pain and itching. By the time you get to S, M will really be throbbing. A lucky day, really. Even more fun than the tattoo gun. See the way the skin opens slightly. Ah, that will leave a beautiful scar.
It's kind of hard to see exactly with the blood.
She is bleeding a lot. Huh, I guess she keeps well hydrated.
Look, her eyes rolled back a little then. At the mention of blood.
Oh, that's sweet. I do feel sorry for these pathetic specimens sometimes. Would you like me to play with you a little, We're nearly done here.
Oh, doctor, not this one too. Come on.
I can't resist sometimes. She's done so well. Look at the way she's shivering and trembling. Would you like to see some of that blood on my fingers? Huh? Taken and smeared all over your depraved body.
Oh, she does like that. They never cease to appall me, Doctor.
Oh, it's just blood. Look at the way she gasps when I take it and rub it around her nipples. And give them a squeeze. Oh, is that good? I'll keep pinching you. But in your position, it will be easier to see if I take some more and smear it on your stomach.
Doctor, she's dripping wet again. I can't...
Shush, nurse. Just a little more. I want to get her really messy. What if I play with your clit, too? Oh, God, that's... the blood and your own arousal mixing. The scent of it. The sight. Do you like that? You really are intriguing to me. That's okay. I'm going to keep going. Keep rubbing you. Your excitement is so fascinating. Oh, yes. Look at you, panting and moaning. Oh, so difficult through your gag, but I can tell. Oh, fuck, that clit is swollen.
Doctor, the meter reading is off the charts.
Oh, really? Now, with the blood.
Yes, but I'm sorry, doctor, but I noticed the same pattern of arousal with the speculum and the probe, too, and the devices.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. A medical fetishist.
Oh, God! Why do they have to be like this?
Yeah, we can't use her data.
God damn it! Well, maybe we'll get enough of them for a subgroup analysis.
Shall we put her in storage, just in case?
What are you whining about now? Do you understand how much our research costs? What we've already invested in getting you to this stage?
Well, they really don't like being stored.
No, they don't. Good thing you did such a good job of restraining her. Give her a shot.
Coming up.
4 megs will be enough for her. If she wakes up before the final round, we can just give her more.
Okay, you're going to feel a sharp scratch.
You should start to feel very heavy.
Can you count back from 5 for me? Good. Good. That's it. Mm-hmm. 4 3
Close the drawer, she's gone.
Bye-bye.
See you in a few months, dear.